I love celebrities. I love looking at them and their gorgeous faces. And have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, whiter looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit: Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify drastically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, whiter, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it is so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it is FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it is made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb. So whether you're on set, or on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and whiter with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more.
Before we get started, quick little sidebar about what happened in the last episode. We had my adorable, wonderful niece, Stephanie, in here. She's running for school council or whatever. And during the interview, at one point, I referred to her mom, my sister, as a fucking bitch. I am basically going into my mainframe and I'm doing a bit of a hard reset and doing some deletion. And I have learned that just because you are the brother of a bitch does not give you the right to say it. So that is behind us now. Lesson officially learned.
I am the mountain, I am the sea, I am the eagle flying high, I am the stallion running free, I am the darkness, I am the light, I was the dead man walking, but now I've risen, and I am back to make this right.
All right, boys and girls and non-binary and mothers and babies and sons and daughters and little freaks and big daddies and little ones. And there are people in prison right now that might be listening, and we're with you and we are praying for you. Welcome back to the Chris Chapman Freaking Do-Over. I'm Frankie and I'm here with my very naughty dog, my really bad baby, actually rascally guy, Chris Chapman. What's up?
What up? Hello. Hello, everybody. Also,
just the two of us.
And the professor to my left.
Right, just right. The two of you. And you.
And you. Professor in the house. We are all here. It's a beautiful Thursday. But I was just listening to a little bit of Shania Twain. And I was like, I feel like a woman. And I love that song, and it's a song that really is just like basically saying to men, I don't give a fuck what you think.
Right, totally.
And it's weird that I like it. I shouldn't like it. But then I realized, no, I should like it. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get cross whatever gender lines.
And that's so true. She addresses you. She says, man, I feel like a woman.
That is true.
So she addresses you across the chasm of gender difference.
I like to be addressed, so I just like the song. And I was just driving, and I was like, I wonder. Like, we've been doing, you know, what is this, episode 5?
Number 5.
So I was like, I bet you that we have definitely, for sure, met the threshold of female listeners. Because, like I said, the network needs us to get 1% women listeners or else we get canceled.
Well, I have the numbers. I do have the spreadsheet from the network.
All right. I normally like to read this stuff in private in case I rage out.
Well, it's not. Yeah. I mean, you might want to.
Yeah. If he asks you to read it, just read it.
Well, I just, you know.
It's just crazy how often, like, him or I will say, like, we throw to you and you kind of beef it right away.
How many women exactly are listening to the show?
0.
Okay, but sometimes women are too afraid to say what happened to them. So sometimes they don't report it. And if they were listening, they might not have said that they listened.
It's just weird. It's fucking weird. It's not like every episode we're like, oh, jack off with my gun while I watch Football Hour. You're here. Like, what more? It doesn't matter. It's fine. It's fine.
Okay. So this episode, we are talking about weed.
We're talking about weed. We're talking about weed, which has changed a lot from when I was a boy.
Because it's legalized.
Because it's legalized.
And it's a race to the most THC concentration, whereas it used to be a race to the coolest name to have on your weed delivery service business card.
Yeah, and I like the high content. Like, the other day I took a 600 milligram oatmeal raisin weed cookie.
That's too much.
Now, all I did was sit down to watch 300. And I...
What day was this?
This was last Tuesday morning.
Your daughter's birthday?
It was my daughter's birthday, but the party was later. And I ate this oatmeal cookie and I watched the 300. And for about 2.5 hours, I was in ancient Sparta. I was outside of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder, is that good? What do you guys think? Do you guys? I know you get fucking high as shit.
Typically, yeah. Mm. Weed is like my baseline. I use it to get hungry. I use it to sort of reorganize my thoughts about everything I'm thinking about. But I go on various psychedelic journeys. You know, I've taken DMT. I've regularly communicated with the fractal goblins you meet on the DMT side of the color well.
Something sounds weird, like someone's farting in here.
All right, that was me. Everyone just fucking chill.
Oh, I was making a joke saying, like, his voice sounds like a fart to me now that I can't hear it. But did you fart?
No, I was also joking. I didn't fart. I, like, barely... My metabolism is so fucking insane.
I've never farted in here.
We don't... The one thing that we, like, draw fucking lines on is farts.
I've never farted in the booth.
Okay, I know you fart in here all the time. Because it smells like chocolate milk. What you eat is what you fart.
Never farted in the booth since we started on any network, on any show.
I've always excused myself and I've stepped out. You're so disgusting.
Let's hold it there, farters and non-farters alike. What about you, Frank? Do you imbibe? Do you partake in this?
This is kind of a sensitive topic for me because I'm celiac, so I can't really have weed. But I also have family members in my life who have passed away by weed. So I have an uncle who did weed and he stole $40,000 from a bank and then drove his car into a person's home in an attempt to assault and kill them. But I don't want to get into the details because it's kind of triggering, but I'm just saying weed can make you do crazy stuff. Like a toke is no joke is what we learned in school.
When it comes to travel, every family has a happy place. My happy place is in Sardinia, where an ex-lover of mine runs a feta factory. But wherever your happy place is, Priceline wants to get you and your family there more often. And thanks to Priceline's family-friendly options, you can save 60% on family-friendly hotels. You can sort by room type, have amenities like pools, and get access to deals you can't find anywhere else. And with Priceline, you never have to miss a trip. Whenever I'm planning a vacation, which usually means weeks away from work and people I know, I always trust Priceline to help me book. It's simple, reliable, and saves me some cash that can be better spent on something fun. Fun is so important. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% on family-friendly hotels and go to your happy place with Priceline.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we're going to be talking about the weed culture. And so we thought we'd bring in a weed expert. And I would like to introduce, sitting here in the studio with us, Angel. Angel from the Cannabis Cultivation Committee. CCCC, I guess. Angel is kind of a foremost expert on weed. Angel, welcome to the do-over.
I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's so good to have some energy in here that's not a farty, some farty rascally boys.
Never farted in here.
Never farted.
Well, I'm still a rascal. I guarantee it.
Tell us about yourself, Angel. You know, the question I was asked people, what's your deal?
Well, my name is Angel Everett. I am a marijuana clemency advocate, and my pronouns are they, them. And right now, my focus is on kind of educating people about racial disparities inside of this blooming business we have, this marijuana business, mm-hmm. right? Which in 2030 is going to be a $70 billion business.
Mm. Wow.
Wow. Let me ask you this question, Angel. First of all, everything you said is fascinating, and I want to get into it. You said your pronouns were...
They, them.
They, them.
Yeah.
They, them, right? So, and again, I'm, you know, the pronoun thing is kind of new to me. Like, I really recently learned about it, and I'm in some kind of a gender crisis a little bit right now. You know what I mean?
Are you transitioning?
I want to get rid of my contact lenses, but I don't want...
And your hair is longer glasses. Than it was when we started.
You mean transitioning?
Yeah.
No. I'm not transitioning. But I support it. I absolutely support it. I sat next to RuPaul on a flight once, and it was just wonderful conversation.
Chris, your shirt is soaked in sweat. You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm okay. I had ribs earlier.
For breakfast.
Well, that's one thing about marijuana is you see that a lot of divisions that exist or that seem to exist in reality don't really exist. A lot of boundaries that used to exist, they don't exist anymore. And you don't need to think of things in these old categories that don't really apply anymore as you've let people learn who they are and be who they want to be without having to become what a sort of dying culture, an old way of thinking says.
How was that, Angel? Put you right to sleep?
Well, I actually love that take because when you look at that aspect of marijuana, you're talking about the psychedelic aspect. But there are also so many other aspects of weed, right? We have it for medicinal purposes. You know, there are people that take it to help them with period pain. There are people that take it to aid them in their cancer diagnosis. We have a lot of reasons why people are using weed.
That's so important. And I want to get back to something you were just saying, because you kind of unlocked like a new level in my brain. Shouldn't we be, as like a society, trying to move to a place where there's not men or women and we're all just like a person?
Well,
like, you know what I mean? Like I'm just saying, if we're all just people and there's no men and there's no women and we just get rid of it, who would care who is listening to a show?
Mm-hmm.
It would just be humans. People be like, we got your numbers. A lot of humans are watching your show. What do you have to say about that?
Frankly, in a lot of ways, I agree with your utopianism. I think that we would be better off in a world where we recognized each other as human beings.
Yes.
Right? But the reality of the world that you live in, as you identify as a white male, and so you have all the privileges of a white male.
Right, right. And with that privilege, I wonder if I should just start finding some female listeners and you know, pay them money to listen to the podcast.
We've tried.
We've tried.
We spent $500,000 on that.
That's crazy. It's crazy.
We've talked about the psychedelic component, the cancer component, period, pain. Because we haven't talked about munchies.
Munchies is one of the benefits of weed. You're correct. So when you are going through, let's say, radiation treatment, a lot of times it's hard to
get. Like the Hulk.
In what way?
Well, Bruce Banner was a doctor, and he got exposed to,
gamma radiation.
And
I have it up here.
Yeah, and he, you know, was like, and then he turned into the Hulk.
Right? Which I bet a lot of people, I mean, if you were having health problems, you'd be happy to turn into the Hulk.
Oh,
because
yes.
He's strong. And even Edward Norton Jr. in the original Hulk movie in the MCU,
guys,
he tried to kill himself.
I think our expert
was too much for him to handle.
Guys, talk about munchies. So munchies is serious, right? Because there can be munchies by proxy. There's all sorts of like side effects from weed. Do you want to talk more about that?
Yeah, I can talk about munchies by proxy. So when cancer patients are going through radiation and we need them to eat more, right, because they're dropping a lot of weight, we will.
Lucky. I'm kidding.
So we might have them eat gummies, or we might even have them smoke, and that increases their appetite, right? So we have this colloquial name, which is munchies, but it is a real actual benefit of weed. And you can think about the people that are in the other, you know, 20-something states that it's not legal for weed, how ridiculous it is that we're not giving them this perfect little aid, this perfect little tool that makes something like radiation easier for them.
Mm-hmm. And it's, yeah, it's just like, and when you're doing these tests and this research with the munchies and stuff, you don't make differences between the male patients and the female patients,
okay,
right?
I feel like Angel
it's
came on.
It's just kind of like, you're all patients. We're all just one.
Chris, can I say?
Yeah.
I feel like Angel came on to talk about marijuana and you keep trying to turn the conversation to gender and different kinds of gender. So Angel, let me just ask you, is it okay if we just change the episode to about gender?
You know what? I guess it's kind of like a fuck it situation for maybe the next 10 minutes.
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, Chris.
Thank you.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To me, I'm like wondering, like, here's my question to you as someone who just met me. What more can I fucking do?
Oh, I would start outward appearance. I find
even though
you
it's a podcast.
Yeah, it's audio.
No, you can hear it.
Oh, okay.
Eric, subway ads and bus ads are pretty toothy. Like you have a pretty aggressive kind of grimace on your face.
Oh, okay. I have an aggressive grimace. I didn't know I had an aggressive grimace. Okay.
But I think you look like a burger.
I look like a burger?
Yeah.
Oh, like face of meat.
Yes.
And I'm barely on the posters now. It's the two of you mainly, and then I'm just in a little bubble with a mic obscuring most of my face.
But
it looks good. Like,
yeah.
I think you should be really proud of that.
Can I get back to you for a second, Angel?
I'd love that.
Like, you're someone who, like, wakes up and you're like, I don't give a fuck what people think about me. I am who I am. Why can't we all be like that?
Okay, let me start with you.
Yes.
You identify as a
bro.
Libertarian?
I don't like to be put into one box, but I would say at the end of the day, I'm a libertarian who wants democracy in my republic.
Okay, I understand. And so when we're having these conversations about gender, if I could get your, what's your big question?
Why can't people enjoy this show regardless of their genitals?
Are you trying to target a non cishet male audience?
Yes, 100%.
How?
The buses, I just said.
What about the content of the show do you think is appealing in any way to, let's say, a queer audience?
I can kind of speak to that because earlier on I'm obviously a woman, and I have once at Morgan Jesperson's birthday party, I did kiss another girl.
How was it?
I liked it because everyone was cheering. I don't know, is that bad? Or I'm gay?
I want to figure this out with you. Okay. I'll be honest.
So I'm just saying, like, I have, you know, like, kind of, I've dibble-dabbled in different, put my pinkies and fingers in different things. But when my presence here is, like, definitely for a different kind of audience, which is why I think, like, we're thinking, why still aren't women listening to the show? Like, are they jealous of me? Are they threatened by me?
Okay, so you're straight.
And no comment over here. As I've previously discussed, I'm contractually obligated to not discuss my sex life in any capacity.
So it's kind of hard for you to know your orientation, right? When no one will.
It's a Pandora's
box. Well,
not
no one, but that's all I can say.
Yeah,
not no one.
It's a Pandora's box.
How about not no one?
Honestly,
what about you, Chris?
What about me?
Yeah, what's your. I guess, if we're asking each other questions, like, where
yeah,
you
no, no.
Fall on the
listen,
spectrum?
Let's talk about it. Let's
yeah,
talk about it. On
let's
the
do
spectrum,
it.
I, like, listen, I, my entire life, have been with women and attracted to women.
Can vouch.
Do trans women fall into that category for you?
Absolutely. 100%.
That's
like,
awesome.
Can you Google a picture of a trans woman?
Yeah, let me get it up. Okay. I mean, here's one.
Amazing. Would hit 100%. Let's go.
That's liver and cock, so that makes sense.
Smoke.
Yeah.
Smoke.
Absolute smoke show.
Yeah.
Smash, if you will.
I would smash, I would, whatever she wants to do to me. I'm hers. Because she is a woman. But I'm married. But to answer your question, there's never for a minute been a day or even a moment where I questioned it, you know? And I, like, when I was in camp, when I was 12, I had my best friend in the whole world, who was at this camp with me. And we would lay in bed together and I would hug him so tight at night because he was scared. His parents weren't there. And I would just give him little kisses. And while I was doing that, I was like, God, I'm so fucking horny for a woman. And so, like, that test, just from that moment on, I was like, I know 100% I am, like, so straight. Basically, since then, I like physical contact with guys, unless it's in some kind of MMA wrestling format. I kind of, like, shy away from a little bit. Like, I don't even shake my dad's hand. Just because, like, that's just kind of, like, how I'm programmed. Does this answer your question?
Do you MMA?
I'm an enthusiast.
You're an enthusiast.
Yes.
What do you like about watching it? Because a lot of people would say that's a very homoerotic sport.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
You got men
know.
In little panties kind of touching each other's
I mean, I get
bodies.
What you're going for. I get what you're going for. But, like, I don't watch it for that. I watch it because it is men who have dedicated their lives to their bodies.
And to be fair, he also watches, like, women's pudding wrestling. So, like, I don't know if that evens it out. But in the mornings, usually that's the first thing on YouTube, like, when we walk into the studio, I think it gets him in a good headspace.
So let me ask you this question, Angel. Do you think, like, what we're talking about right now, do you think that this is the kind of thing that would get someone who's not a man to listen to this podcast and tell friends about it?
Yeah, I think for a lot of, for example, I would say for trans and queer people, it's almost a sport for us when we listen to heterosexuals have kind of a massive crisis of self.
Honestly, if the takeaway from this is you telling five of your friends to listen to this show, Angel, I think our problem might be solved.
Yeah, but don't tell any men.
Yeah, seriously. Well, tell them.
I don't have any male friends.
That's so sad. Most of my friends are guys.
After today, you have two.
Oh, no, I am. I'm actually a separatist, but thank you.
What does that mean?
Oh, I live in a fully queer separatist community.
So you think that Quebec should be different from Canada?
Well, I think we have to leave it there. I want to thank you, Angel, for coming on to have this incredibly important conversation about gender and what does it really mean?
Right.
What's it about?
Yeah, I was supposed to talk about marijuana.
Oh, yes, you talked about weed.
This would be a dream blunt rotation, FYI.
Yes,
yes, it would.
Totally.
In fact, we're going to maybe fire one up
maybe,
a little bit.
Maybe.
But I want to really thank you, like, you came in here and, like, awoke me. We all feel, like, a little more, I'm not going to say woke because I hate that word. In fact, I have a little target for my crossbow at home that's just the words woke that I shoot.
I don't think anyone's going to use that for you. Don't you worry.
This improvised episode of the Chris Chapman Do-Over is a presentation of Odyssey and Paper Kite Podcasts. It's produced by Best Case Studios. The cast includes Ike Barinholtz, Neil Casey, Lisa Gilroy, and ER Fightmaster.
So What you're saying is I might be a queer man.
I'm kind of saying all three of you might be queer men.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
For Paper Kite Productions, Amy Poehler and Liz Kikowski are writers and executive producers. Alice Stanley Jr. is a writer-producer. For Best Case Studios, Adam Pincus is executive producer. Suzanne Myers, supervising producer. Hannah Leibowitz-Lockhart and Isabel Evans, producers.
Odyssey executive producers are Jenna Weiss-Berman and Leah Reese-Dennis. Special thanks to the team at Odyssey, Yenikin Biernink, Melissa Wester, Kurt Courtney, and Hilary Schuff. And for Paper Kite, Sam Green. Theme song composed and performed by Ben Lapidus. This episode was edited and mixed by Max Michael Miller. We recorded at Studio Awesome in LA and The Cutting Room in New York.
Follow and listen to the Chris Chapman Do-Over now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.